Doctors and nurses have been hailed as heroes throughout the pandemic. On the front lines, right alongside them, are a small army of unsung heroes, the cleaning technicians who've kept patients and employees safe at Bloomington Normal's two hospitals. As Ryan Denham reports, COVID has changed their jobs and their lives in big ways.
For Robin Denowitz, the best part of her cleaning job at OSF Healthcare St. Joseph Medical Center is talking to the patients, and they've never needed her more. They need Denowitz to keep them safe and for a little companionship. Visitor policies are a lot tighter because of the pandemic.
During COVID, they're really talkative because they're lonely, because they don't have anybody with them. So sometimes I might be in there for 20, 25 minutes.
Cleanliness and hygiene have always been important in a hospital setting, but COVID makes it more so. I spoke to several cleaning technicians from our local hospitals, and some of them say they feel more appreciated doing what they do, not unlike what doctors and nurses have experienced. That doesn't make it easy work. Denowitz has been at OSF for about 9 years. As an environmental services technician in the hospital's post-ICU area, COVID has meant big changes to her job. If she's going into a room, she has to gear up, including a powered air-purifying respirator or paper. It triggered her claustrophobia at first, and now it just gives her COVID hair.
An average day is 16 rooms. Sometimes I get lucky and I don't have a full house, but most days I do anymore.
OSF St. Joseph and Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal have seen more and more patients due to COVID. Capacity reached its lowest point back in early December, when 97% of local hospital beds were in use. Howard Rowell is a level 2 floor technician at Carl Broman. He does a little bit of everything, from trash duty to providing relief help in the emergency department. When it's time to do the floors...
This is a machine that I use. It's called a T7, so it's kind of look like a little Zamboni machine I'm kind of riding on throughout the hospital.
COVID has impacted his job in big and small ways. Raul used to hang out with his co-workers on the weekend at regular potlucks, but not anymore.
That close interaction with employees and being able to do things as a team, that's the thing that's really changed.
When the hospital first started to see COVID patients last spring, Raul was nervous.
You know, I have a son, you know, he lives with me, and you just think about, you know, what happens if I happen to catch this COVID? Like, you know, then I would have to go home. I don't want to pass it on to my family. But yes, I think about it all the time. I'm just glad that we have things in place at the hospital that protects us. And if you just follow those guidelines and all the PPE gear and all the masks and everything we have to wear, it kind of eases the nervousness a little bit.
He is able to get the vaccine before the general public, which he plans to do soon.
So every day that I go in, I feel like I'm not maybe saving a life in per se, but I feel like my part definitely helps get towards that goal, if that makes sense.
Over at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, Janice Harris is also an environmental services technician. But if you ask her what she does every day, she does not start with the cleaning side of the job. She says she makes people smile.
I am the light. I am the sunshine to every room I walk into.
And for those with COVID, Harris is able to connect in a personal way. She fought COVID herself and survived.
And it was just like they couldn't have picked a better person to go into their room because I experienced it.
It has been tough, especially early on last spring.
Like the first 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, I quit. Every day I said I quit. But I came back and I was stronger each day.
She spends 5 to 7 minutes gearing up before going into certain rooms, putting on 2 masks, goggles, gown, and gloves.
It takes probably like 7 to 10 minutes inside of the room. So you have all this gear and you're just hot. Then you come out, take it off, wipe everything down, including your mop, and do it all over.
There's at least one nice perk. She says her department, Environmental Services, is a lot more appreciated throughout the hospital. Outside of it, too. I'm Ryan Denham.
COVID continues to put pressure on Bloomington Normal hospitals. At last check, McLean County hospitals are reporting 69% of ICU beds in use, 89% of total beds in use.